Hi, beautiful people. How is everyone doing today? I hope you guys are taking care of your health. Your health is your wealth, my friends. It's okay to take a break. I would like to give a big shout out to all my listeners across the world. So much positivity each and every single day. And you guys make my life meaningful, that I have something that I can wake up to and smile about. I love you guys to the moon and back. Thank you for being my number one supporters. For those who are new and joining me for the first time, my name is Winnie, and I'm so happy you are here with me as we chit chat and we drink tea. I have a cup of tea waiting just for you. Let me know how that goes. Today's proverb of the day, yo, shi, yo, zong. When there's a start, there's a finish. Being able to carry things through. I had a dream about walking into a beautiful garden. I saw lotus flowers, and it represents rebirth and resurrection. There are references to lotus flowers being sacred in different cultures from ancient civilizations. For example, the ancient Persians view the lotus flowers as a symbol of the sun, the giver of life. In the ancient Egypt spiritual realm, the lotus flower represents rebirth, which is very similar to the creation of Hinduism. Goddess Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth and the mother of created beings, as she is the symbol for fertility, purity, and beauty. Within Buddhism, Buddha is seated upon an open lotus flower. This is because lotus is a symbol of enlightenment, transcendence, and personal and spiritual growth. When we are truly honest with ourselves, like a lotus flower, despite growing in the mud, into discovering our shadows, accepting all parts about ourselves, including the parts that you may consider to be less desirable. When we begin to think positive thoughts about ourselves, can we achieve fullness? Sharing from the depths of your true nature, your heart, do we begin to bloom and radiate a beautiful light? Greatness is not measured by the things that you have accomplished. That's not how you measure success. Because you measure success not by the heights that you have reached, but by the depths from which you have climbed and soared through to get to your destination. It's about being authentic with yourself as you accept who you truly are, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Start seeing things from a gentler, more compassionate, loving heart space. Looking at the bigger picture, we are all doing the best that we can given our circumstances. Today's affirmations, I want you guys to say that I am the lotus flower because I am limitless. If it could be done, then it could be done again. To wrap today's episode up, you are the lotus flower, my love, who opened their mind to a higher level of thinking and consciousness. And I'm so proud of you. If you ever begin to doubt your self-worth and your value, always remember the lotus flower. The lotus flower symbolizes rising from a dark place into beauty and rebirth. This is because they grow directly out of muddy and murky waters, yet it does not allow the dirt that surrounds them to affect their growth or their beauty. You are meant to grow, so as long as you have faith. We live by faith and not by sight. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you on the other side.